Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Happy Palm Sunday to you, Bob.
Happy Palm Sunday to you, Jim.
This is a great time of year, and I always tell anyone that will listen, the difference between Christmas and Buddhamas is Easter.
There you go.
It is,
for a minute, I thought you were going to say Festivus from Seinfeld.
No. But I like him. We just run off the rails immediately. No, but this season, Easter, the resurrection, is more important to the Christian faith than even Christmas, in my opinion. Because if Jesus died and didn't get up again, we would have no hope.
Well, personally, I would totally agree. The resurrection is what's much more significant, even more than the virgin birth. However, just as far as holidays go, I absolutely love Christmas time. And as far as Easter, I feel like I'm celebrating the resurrection all year long. So I'm more of a Christmas time than an Easter time person, but I'm totally with you on the fact that the resurrection is the much more important event.
Yeah, and I am with you on Christmas. I start the day after Thanksgiving listening to Christmas music, and that's the only music I listen to for at least a month, and drives everybody nuts, but I love it.
Oh, I drive them more nuts than that. I took out my Christmas CD that I play in my car driving just last week. I said, it's April. When winter is over, even I finally stop celebrating Christmas.
Well, and I never really do. I tone it down a little bit. Out here where I live in Texas, you'll find people that leave their Christmas lights up all year long. We call them rednecks. Now, I became a believer through Skyline Church that you've been involved in. It's a great, great church. And at the time, we had the greatest youth pastor ever. I still think he's the greatest youth pastor I've ever seen, Jimmy Johnson, not the football coach, not the race car driver, but Jimmy Johnson, the youth pastor. He was just an incredible minister to youth. And one Easter morning, Jimmy got up. For some reason, they allowed him to get the microphone on a Sunday morning with the Easter crowd. And he said these words, "Merry Christmas. Some of you I won't see until then."
Oh, that's great. Yeah,
I know. I don't think they let him up there anymore.
There are people that will go to church every Easter and only on Easter. It's really mind-boggling.
Yeah. It is. It's another one of those cultural things. But I love this Sunday that's coming up. It is so important to us as believers. And the reason is, if there is no resurrection, then we of all people are without hope. So we've talked about Pascal's wager. You're familiar with that. But even if there is no resurrection, I haven't wasted my life. But if there is, I'd have a lot to lose if I were not following the Lord Jesus Christ. So,
yeah, and the Apostle Paul said that very thing in 1 Corinthians 15 when people in the church were trying to deny that there was a resurrection. He says, well, then what is it that we've been doing here all these years? Of course there was a resurrection.
And the Sadducees were always arguing with Jesus. They tried to trap him, but Jesus was really hard to trap. Some of that was because he could read their hearts, and he was playing chess, and they were playing checkers.
Yeah, exactly.
But there is a resurrection. I believe it with all my heart. And here's the reason I believe in the resurrection. And I know you know this, but I just want to share this with our audience. If you read the account, the records in the Gospels, the disciples all fled. They were cowards. Only John of the 12, only John followed all the way to the cross to watch Jesus.
And even he fled at first, but then he later came back.
Yeah. And Peter denied that he even knew the Lord. And they were just, they were really just a bunch of chicken hearts. You know, and they were afraid for their lives because here they're killing, their leader's being killed. They're thinking, well, but I'm next. They're hiding. They're denying him, all of that. And then just days later, they are now suddenly preaching the gospel with boldness and being put in jail and beaten for it, some of them being martyred. And they went from being cowards to being emboldened
Yeah, so you have to ask what changed.
Something happened dramatic. I think that what happened that was dramatic was they saw the resurrected Christ.
They saw the resurrected Christ, and then they also met God through the person of the Holy Spirit indwelling them and empowering them, too.
Yeah, which Jesus said, it's important for me to go because if I go, I'm going to send someone who can be with you always. You know, Jesus could walk around with them, and he spent a lot of time with 12, a lot of time with three of them, some time with maybe 70 people, but most of the time, he could only be in one place at one time. He could be with so many people. When he resurrected and ascended, he sent the Holy Spirit, and now every one of us as believers has the presence of the Holy Spirit in us wherever we go. So that's one more reason that the resurrection is important. But I think that significance of the change in their character, their behavior, I would attribute to the resurrection, and it changed their lives. I shared that with a friend of mine one time who I went to school with, and he was an avowed atheist, and he was extreme left, went to Berkeley. You know, I went to Bible school, he went to Berkeley. And I was having dinner with him one night just a couple of years ago, and he said, "So you're a Christian?" I said, "Yes." And he said, "Do you believe the Bible?" And I said, "Yes." And he said, "Do you believe in the resurrection?" And I said, "Yes." And I said, "And here's why." And I told him what I just got through saying. I said, "And I believe that they saw the risen Christ." And he said these words, "So do I." And I thought about the verse that says, "If you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved." And after that, Jeff started identifying as a Christian.
Oh, that's very interesting. So what do you think made him come around and see that? Obviously, the power of the Holy Spirit.
He knew me before I was a Christian, and he's watched my life now for over 50 years. And he's seen something, I think. I think he's seen something that's genuine. And I think he's explored, some of our friends have died, and he's having to think about life and eternity and all of those things. And I think he's a smart guy.
Well, and he knows smart that you're guy. A solid guy, Jim. You're down to earth. You don't come across as holier than thou. You're just a regular guy and yet very solid man of integrity. I am sure, I have no doubt that God used that in his life. Well, Jim, we've come to the end of the program. I hope you do have a blessed and happy Easter next Sunday.
You too, Bob.
Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.